ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas, Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav. The Gemara brings at the beginning a braisa that Oiv Dikachavim, Oiv Dimes Aharim, Es HaGvois, Hein Mutarim Avdein B'Saif, Sazroim Es HaYirakas, Hein Asurim Avdein B'Saif. That Zroim and Yerakos are your Nesar with Avodah Zarah. The Nesar of Avodah Zarah. It's different than a Har. The Har is Mechubar, is not Nesar. But the Zroim and the Yerakos are Nesar. So Mara says, it's only like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Because that holds an Elon Shinatol, but if Avda is Aser. So that's why the Zroim could be Aser, because it's like the Elon that you plant. And then afterwards you arrive at it. So it becomes Aser. Samara says, why don't we say Sarman Ilan Shinatu Mitchila Lakach? And it's only like the Rabbanon. And when it's in the Tog Mitchila Lakach, even the Rabbanon agree that it's Aser. And she's like, Lord, do me the Har. Mahar, Shalo Aso Mitchila Lakach is Aser. So who had in by these Roman Yerakas? We're talking about that it was Shalo Aso Mitchila Lakach and it's still Nesar. So it must be going like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So before in the Gemara, that a har is called lo yaso mitchila lekach. That a har is not necessary because lo yaso mitchila lekach. Why is it lo yaso mitchila lekach? So the pshuta, a har, you don't make a har. A har, all the mountains that there are meshachis and meabrachis. No one made them. So it was lo yaso mitchila lekach. But it's also mashmah, though, the Teres Chaim speaks out, that even if a har that a person would make, a person makes a pile of dirt, often people that are building, they put a pile of dirt, bring a pile of dirt. Says the Teres Chaim that even in that case, when you make a pile of dirt, so it's a har which is man made, but because it's lo yaso mitchila lekach, so it doesn't have a tesis yad adam, and therefore it's mutter. So that's what the Teres Chaim says. That's mashon the Gemara. If a person would theoretically take dirt from place A to place B, and the reason he put it in place B was in order to be ovidit in place B, then it's like an ilan shenato l'shem kach, and it's aser. But normally that's not the case of har. As you said, normally a har pashut is not man made, and even if a har is man made, but it wasn't made in order to be ovidit. That the Teres Chaim speaks out, which just Masha comes out in Afkamino, that if you make a har, and then afterwards the person does go and is ovidit. So it's true that it will not be Nesar, even if you're Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda. But that's the Ar Sugya we mentioned yesterday. More later on in Daf Mem Ches holds that Lefir Rebbe Yehuda, when you plant an Elon, so even the Elon itself becomes Nesar. Not only the things that grow are Nesar, but even the Elon itself is Nesar because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. So Lefir the Sugya on Daf Mem Ches, if a person would take dirt from point A to point B to make a Har Stam because he wants a Har, and then later on, someone would come and be ovid it, so it would be Nesar. But our sugya holds not the way. Our sugya holds the kozman that it was not aso mitchila lekach, so then it's mutter. That's why a har, according to our sugya, will always be mutter. Because as long as it wasn't made, l'shem avodah zarah, it's mutter. Akoponim, we see from the Teres Chaim here, that even in a har, there's what to speak about, that it should be Nesar. And even though you take dirt and you make it, it's karka oilam now, but it could be Nesar. The reason it's mutter here is because there's no tfis yad adam in the Isra. So this is very interesting nafkamina, this Shiloh. The Yisoid the Teres Chaim says is mevur lahalach in the Urzarua. The Urzarua in Hilchos Aveilus. Simin Tov Chof Gimel. The Urzarua talks about whether a kever is Nesar. So the Urzarua says that the kever that the Gemara refers, that the most referred to in the Gemara, when a person is stuck into a ma'ara, a cave that exists, and you stick the person into a cave, so says the Arzarua that the cave is not Nesar, because it's Karka Oilam, and Karka Oilam is not Nesar. But then he brings the Yesh Mefarshim. That's only because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. But he says, Kvaris Shalonu, our graves, Shechoyfrin Bekarka, Umashlichen Ofer Lochutz, Umachnisin Shamez HaKefer. First we dig out the grave, we dig out the dirt, and then we put the mace inside. And then we put the dirt back on the kever. That is Aser. Why? It's karka olam. Karka olam is not nesar. Shehoisavoy tfisas yidei odom. That's called tfisas yidei odom. Kiramin berkolat slamim. The name of Asher Asura. Meshiyesh bat tfisas yidei odom. Kol sheyesh bat tfisas yidei odom. Asur. Asuya may lasuya ilan shenotah ilu besayf avdai. That here, it's called that there's tfisas yad odom. People took out the dirt and put the dirt back. So in the ilan shenotah ilu besayf avdai. Even that is asur. Kol shkin here it's like asur mitchilo lakach. By the kever. So here, as long as there's tfisas yad odom in the kever, so it's asur. So the chayyur would mean to say that the kever is a so mitchil lekach, and according to one man, you don't even need a so mitchil lekach. The tol b'seif avdei is asur. But the chayyur, by every kever, we have the netol mitchil lekach, and therefore it's asur. Now, kopanim, we see that even by offer itself, we can learn out from the klalim of Ashera. That's mavur and the arzarua. That even by offer, you take out of the ground and you put it back in. We can learn out that if it's called tfitzis yad odom, that it's asur. However, in the Torah, the Mavur, not the way. The Torah in Yeridei in Shin Samach Dalet, bring this from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that offer a kever is asur. Shem Davi Ketolo Shel B'Soif Kechibroi. So then we mentioned yesterday, more later on, that even on things that are karka, but as long as it's detached and then reattached, so it's called Tolush. So says the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who had in the dirt. It was detached from the ground and then reattached. So it's Aser. So the Torah argues, the Torah says that here it's called Karka Olam. Filu Tolshay Ve'echzirei. The Torah understood that the whole din of Tolshay Ve'echzirei Chibroi is only on things like a house or a wall when it's something on top of the ground. Here it's the ground mamish. You can put it back in, it's dirt, it's mamish part of the ground. So then in this case, Tolosh El Mosef Chibroi will be considered Mechubar, not called Tolosh. So that's the machlokes between the Tor and the Reini Yeshaya, if it's considered Tolosh or considered Mechubar. But the question is on the Tor, that even if the Tor holds that it's called Mechubar, so and you don't have the Chumrah of Tolosh El Mosef Chibroi, but why is it not like in the Ilan Shenatoa L'Shem Kach? Mechubar, like you take dirt, put it back in. So if it's in Ilan Shindasha, so the Shem Kach, you put it back in only in order to be the kever of the mace. So Avadit should be Tfisis Yad Adam, and it should be Asr. Why does the Torah hold that it's Mutter? So one could taina that here it's that just like the Torah says there's no din of Tolosh El Mosef Chibroi because it's the Karka Olam. So it could be that he holds also that there's no din of Tfisis Yad Adam. The Torah might argue and what the Torah Chaim says by us. That only on a tree, which is also something that's still, it's still above the ground, it's not the ground itself. And then we could say that there's a din of Tfisas Yad Adam, and a so mitzchil l'shem kach. Hashemkin, the ground itself, and that there's no, we never say that it's, there it entirely loses any independent entity. We always look at it as a chelik of the ground. So actually the Orzorua himself does mention this possibility, that maybe we can shtel tzu, our Gemara, talking about an Elon, to a case of Karka, which is called Mechubar Gomer. He does mention this. He disproves his possibility from the Hemshecha Gemara, you have to know. But that is a possibility to understand the Torah, because it's Karka Mamish, so we don't show truth to the din of Elon. But the Achroini give other answers to the Torah. Why the Torah did not hold of the Teretz of, did not hold of that it's like Natal Mitchil Shem Kach, putting the offer back in the Kever. The Be'er Yitzchak says in Yerideh Simin Choftes and Simin Lamed says Alpi the Ramban that we saw yesterday. The Ramban says no chumra of the Tov Mitchilu L'Shem Kach is only when comes Aser B'Shas Anetia. The Ramban says it's only according to the Man Da'amar that an Elon could become Nesar even before you're Ovid it. So then, as you're planting the Elon, you're making it into an Asherah. You're making it into an Avodah Zarah. But if in a case when it's only Nesar, Ayedei the Avaida, then there's no Chumra of Netom Mitzchilu L'Shem Kach. That's the Ramban. Says the Ber Yitzchak, that the Isra of a Kever is not only the dirt. What makes the Kever is the whole Kever. So the Kever, says the Ber Yitzchak, is Mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's only Nesar when you put the mace inside. You dig out the dirt to make a Kever. It's only Nesar once the mace comes inside. So, Mamela, it's not Shaykh the Asr over here. Because kol zman that you're digging out the dirt to make the kever, so there's no mason side, so there's no iser. So even though you're making it l'shem the kever, but that doesn't aser. It only asers once the mace is there. So nail that's too late already, because it has to be that the sea of the kever was on l'shem kach. That's what he says. By me, it's not such a dover pashut. Whether we look here mitzad the kever, mitzad the offer. But the Bar Yitzchak said, we look mitzad the kever. The kever is what thing that's aser. And by the kever is only neser once the mace is inside. Mela, it's not shaykh the iser of netal mitchil l'shem kach. That's the teretz of the Bar Yitzchak. Again, this is totally in the Ramban, in the Svar of the Ramban or not. The we mentioned yesterday that the Chiddush She'aran argues on the Ramban that Mr. Shach in Simin Kuf Mem Hei, Paskins, not like the Ramban, says that even if it would only be Nesar Aidei the Avoida, it's still Shaykh the Isra of the Tomit Chil L'Shem Kach. But Abi the Ramban, the Bar Yitzchak says that by Kever it's not Shaykh the Isra of the Tomit Chil L'Shem Kach. That's one teretz I found for the tour. Another teretz I found in the Chazvinish, in the Yerudei Simin Rish Tess of Cotton Beis. Chazvinish says, Shani Avoida Zorah Shenes Seret Aidei Machshavtoi. Shemiyachid la'avoyde zoro. Ubezeh mahani nitiyosoy lekach shemiyachid la'avoyde zoro she'acharkach shekeshe'ovdo yochol lo shem avoyde zoro. Chazanish says that the Isra of Natomi Tchil L'Shem Kach is connected to the fact that the Isra of avoyde zoro is telling your machshava. Machshava is what makes something into avoyde zoro. A person bows down in front of an avoyde zoro without machshavas avoyde zoro. It's not avoyde zoro. Avodah Zarah is always telling your machshava to be oivid the Avodah Zarah. Says the Chazanish, so here, the yisayid of Neto Mitchil L'Shem Kach, which asers, is because by planning to make this into an Avodah Zarah, so you can aser it, I did the yichud itself for Avodah Zarah. When the person is oivid later on, then it's Chal Hashem Avodah Zarah. Ava Meshamshi Ameis, loy nesarim rakish Meshamish es Ameis. Mashinkin says the Chazanish that Isra of Kever Shimush Ameis isn't totally with Machshava, it's totally with actually being Mishamish the Meis. So at the time that the dirt is being Mishamish the Meis, it's again Mechubar Lekarka. Even if we just talk about the dirt, but the dirt is only Nesar when it's actually it only could be Nesar by they actually being Mishamish the Meis. At that point, it's mechuber. So we don't see a plan. There's no mahalach by the Isra of the mace. So Kozman, that the dirt was outside, it wasn't aving mishamish the mace. So even though the dirt is tolush, there's no shimush hamace. When there's a shimush hamace, the dirt is mechuber. So there's no point where you're going to answer it. Mashingin says the Chazanish, the Yisayv of the Din of the Tov Mitchila L'Shem Kach, it's because by Avodah Zarah, we were able to look at the machshava, we look at the plan. So when the netil lechatchila al shem avodah zarah can answer even though you need the avodah later on, you said this yesterday. This is klachar that could be a pshat in the Ran also. That the Ran that argues on the Ramban and says that even though the Isra is totally in the avodah, but the netil mitchil l'shem kach can answer because the avodah zarah, the side of the Isra is because of machshava. So we can connect the idea, the process, the plan to be avodah it. To the avodah that's done later on, and therefore we see that the putting in the even before you put it in, it was miyuchad l'shem avodah zarah. But inking by the dirt, it's only because it's on top of the mace. That's when it could be usher, and at that point it's already called mechuber, and that's not shaykh and iser. Like upon him, just to summarize what we saw here, that the inyan of dirt, that in the Gemara it's bayas mavur that a har is called loy netol mitchilo l'shem kach. And that's why it's not Nesar. So you said the Pasha Peshad is that Pasha the Har is there Mishesh made Bereshis. But the Teres Chaim says that even a Har that you'll make is Aser, because it wasn't the Mitchil L'Shem Kach, it's not Tfisas Yad Adam. But if it would be an Aser Mitchil L'Shem Kach, then it would be Aser. And this concept that we find that dirt can be have Yisturim on it, dirt itself, we find Mefurish in the Arzarua, that says that the dirt is usher by a kever, similar to an elon, because it's the chisis yad adam, when you put the dirt back, and that's why it's usher. But the Torah holds that there's no isser, He holds that it's not even a Shaykh, the Isser of the Tom Yitchil Shem Kach. So he said, why not? So one possibility we mentioned that, or Zeru himself mentions, that here it could be that it's not similar to a tree. Can't learn that dirt from trees, because dirt is Mechuber Gomer. So then Tisiz Yad Adam doesn't Aser Bechlal. That's one possibility. The Ber Yitzchak says another Teretz of the Torah, that the Torah holds that it's only a Nesar, like by Netoh Mitchil Shem Kach, to the Rabban, when it will be Nesar with the Netiyah. And here, the Kever, when you make the Kever, so it's not Nesar until you put the mace inside. And the Chazanish is another Teretz, that the holding of Netoh Mitchil Shem Kach is only Shaykh by Avodah Zarah, where it's Aser because of the Machshava. She'in Kein by mace, where you need the actual Shemesh HaMace. So if it's not being Meshamish the Mace right now, if the time that it's Meshamish the Mace, it's Mechubur, so then it cannot be Neser. The Gemara afterwards brings the Machloikas by Avnei Harshin and Daldalu. Machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Reb Chiya. Avnei Harshin and Daldalu, if they're Mutter or Aser. You had a rock which became dislodged. It's before in the word Gemara that it's no longer called Mechubur. It's actually now detached, dislodged from the mountain, no longer called Mechubur. So what's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is the heter of Mechubur and Balchai because they're Ein Mem Tfisas Yad Adam. There was no person involved in their creation, in the situation of the Mechubur or the Balchai. It just happened on its own. People weren't involved in making it. So also, who adin avnei harshin adaldalu are mutter, because there's no tfisas yad adam. Whereas before, that should have been that's really the svarach itzayna, that should be true. The one that answer says, because it says, shaket tishaksenu, visayv tisaavenu, that even though you really should learn out of mechubur and balchai, say that it's mutter because there's no tfisas yad adam, but the Torah was specifically answered it, that answers even things which there are no tfisas yad adam, they are still Aser. But before in the Gemara here, that the Machlokes is by anything which has no Tfisas Yad Adam, not only by Avnei Harshin and Adaldalu, also an egg that falls out of a chicken, that's born from a chicken, so it's not a Baal Chai, but there's no Tfisas Yad Adam in making the egg. So also in this we have the Machlokes between, is Dover She'im Bo Tfisas Yad Adam, is Mutter or Aser. If a person moves the egg, or moves the rock, then it's called Tfisas Yad Adam, and it's for sure Aser. But when the thing is in its natural state, where it became dislodged from the Mechubur, from the Balchai, like the rock from the mountain, or the egg from the chicken. So now we have a Machlekes, when something which is not Mechubur or Balchai, but there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, isn't Mutter or Aser. Mandamar that holds that it's Mutter, that it's Aser, because of the Pasuk, so he holds that even a case where there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, it's still Aser. So what is the klal of Behema and Mechubur? It must be that he holds that the kula of Behema and Mechubur is not because Ein Tfisas Yad Adam. Harai holds that even though there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, it's still Aser. But each one is its own ptur. There's a heter of Balchai, and there's a heter of Mechubur. Those are two different categories of where it's not chal, it's Avodah Zarah. Either because something is a balchai, or it's because it's mechubur. Either one is independently a reason why to make things mutter. But it's not because it's tfisas yad adam. If the mandamar holds that it's aser, then he makes learns out of it tzara shoveh. He holds that the yisoid of the heter of behema and mechubur is because there's no tfisas yad adam. That's always the call of a tzara shoveh. Tzai says in Baba Kama Dav Beis that the call of a tzara shoveh is Eina chumrois gor mois adin. Ela tzara shoveh shebehem goyrim adin. And the say of the tzara shoveh is to understand the defining characteristic of the things and saying that that's really why what causes the din. So here the one that holds that by Ein Tfisas Yad Adam holds that it's mutter, he holds that the yisoid of both balchai and mechubur, why they're mutter is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So the male is able to learn out other things which are not balichai and mechubur, but because there's no tfisas yad adam, therefore they're mutter. But the one that holds that it's aser, he holds that the side of the heter is because it's not because of not tfisas yad adam, Rather, Balchai is Afka, Mechuber is Afka, or Sameach speaks this out, and Sameach in Perek Ches of Edizar, Halacha Beis, speaks out that comes out. Is the heter because Ein Fis Yad Adam, or the heter is because Balchai, Mechuber, each one is a heter. So the Mashal, we see this clearly. Kager asks an interesting question. Kager asks, at the end of the day, the Gemara wants to make a pircha on the Tzara Shoven, because Loi Nishtanu Mi Briyosan. So Loi Nishtanu Mi Briyosan, so therefore we can learn out to Avni Harshin et Aldulu. The Gemara says, no, so we'll learn out from a Behema Baal Asmum and Mechuber, or we'll learn out from an Ilan Yavish and a Behema Tama. So as for Kager, how can we learn out from a Behema Baal Asmum? How read the Makar of the heter of Baal Chai, that it's not Nesar Lehedyot. How do we know that a Baal Chai is not Nesar Lehedyot? So we mentioned yesterday from the Gemara that for the fact that the Torah answers Nevad Legovaya, if Nevad would be Osher Lehedyot, if the Baal Chai would be Osher Lehedyot, so you don't need a new Pasuk to Osher Legovaya. Anything which is Osher Lehedyot is Mimela Osher Legovaya. So in the fact we have a unique Isser of Baal Chai Legovaya, that teaches us that Lehedyot is Mutter. It's before in the Gemara. So asks Rabbi Kiviger that Hare Hagri learn out from a Behema Baal Asmum and a Mechuber and Ahar, Hare Behema Baal Asmum maybe is Taka Asr. The whole Makor to say that a Baal Chai is not Nesar, it's from a Baal Chai which is right to be a Korban. And the Torah Asr is because of Nevar. That's a Behema Tama. A Behema Baal Asmum. So there we don't have the whole Yafusa. So maybe there La'olam it's Asr even Lehedyot. Behema Baal Asmum. And we have no, our whole basis to learn out the heter here is from the fact that a Behema Baal Asmum is also Mutr Lehedyot. Maybe not. Maybe a Behema Baal Asmum is Asr Lehedyot. That's Rukhager's question. So the answer to Kriyager that the whole pircha of Nishtanu Mi Briyosan is a pircha koldu, and we only ask it on a Tzara Shoven. And this is a klal the Gemara says in numerous places, that on a Tzara Shoven we could ask things which are just stam, something that's unique about them, even though it's not a chumma or not a kula. When you normally have a limud, so then we ask only things which make sense to ask. When you have things to learn out of a mamatzinu or a kavachomer, so then we prove that no, maybe even that thing is different, is more kal or more chomer for the certain reason. So Kriger says, by us, there's really no difference between a behema baal asmum and a behema tama. So it's true that when the Torah told me the heter of baal chai lehedyot, it told me by behema tama. But I have no reason to say there's a difference between a behema tama and a behema baal asmum. If the Torah is matir behema tama, that was nevan, so it also should be matir behema baal asmum when it's nevan. But when we learn out of a Tzara Shove to Aser, to be Matir, sorry, anything which has no Tfis Tzian Adam, so then because we learn out of a Tzara Shove, so we can ask anything that's weird or unique about them, that also can be asked as a Pircha. So we also ask the Pircha of Lo Nishtanu Mi Briyosan. That's what Rukhager says proud in the Gemara. However, we could take the question of Rukhager one step further, and that's a little bit more difficult, the question, that the Maisa Lamanda Omar that holds that is Machmir by Avni Harshin Adaldalu. Why? Because he agrees that Betim should be Matir because of the Tzara Shavit. But he says that Shaki Tishaksenu, Isaiv Tisavenu, is a Chumra that Torah come to answer everything. So the Fihim, how do we really know that a Behema Balas Mum is Mutra Lehedyot? Haray, we see the Torah gave Stam Chumras. Torah said, it's true, we know things should be mutter, but you only can take the kula exactly what was said. Don't take anything more. You have a nice svara to say that anything which is not fis yad adam is mutter. It's a beautiful svara. Torah says, afal pikin, tzayv tzavenu, shakei tzshaksenu, it's still aser. So let's say that same svara to aser behem balas mum. We don't have a mefurish pasuk that it's mutter. So maybe it's learned out of the ribui of shakei tzshaksenu, tzayv tzavenu, to aser it. Elamai, lochayra. That the obvious is said, we said from the Ursameach, that the man Omer that says that learned out the ribuy of Shaki Tishaksenu and Saif Tisavenu is to say that the Yisoid of the heter of Balchai and mechuber is not because there's no chisus yet adam. Rather, the yisayid of the heter is because balchai is a heter and mechuber is a heter. Each one is its own heter. So therefore, we have other things which are not balchai and not mechuber, but they're no chisus yet adam. So we're going to answer that. But in a balchai itself, there's no tain anymore. This man d'amrel that the heter of balchai is because it's a balchai. If that's the case, so there's no difference between a behemoth tama and a behemoth balas mum. The yisoyed heter is because it's a balchai. And within bihar, the yisoyed heter is because it's mechuber. We're no longer looking to make not just tama rebut aser everything. Rather, we just took the klal of balchai and mechuber and left each one of them as a klal, and we didn't make a tzara shove say that the yisoyed of them is because there's no tfisas yad adam. That's very very gishmak. Just one aura I had here on this machoik is really on the man the Omar that holds that there's no tfisas yad adam is usher, and the heter is because of behema's a heter and mechuber's a heter. What's the Indian of the sugi we saw yesterday of Neto Mitchil Lashem Kach? Rashi speaks out, then there's a Tfis Yad Adam to make it an Avodah Zarah, and by Neto B'Soif Avdai Lefir Rabbi Yehuda's Aser, it's also called the Tfis Yad Adam, Rashi says, even though it's not Lashem Avodah Zarah. All of that is move on Lamanda Omar, that the heter of Mechuber is because there's no Tfis Yad Adam. So then when I see there is a Tfis Yad Adam, then I could already done to answer it. But according to the Mando Amar, that the heter is not because it's no tfisas yad adam. Heter is because it's mechuber dafka. And something which is not mechuber, when there's a tfisas yad adam, it answers. So the whole heter of mechuber is because it's mechuber. So lechaira, in these cases, lemaisa it's still mechuber. So the svaras before would say there's a person is involved in them. But it's still mechuber. If the heter of mechuber is heyoyse mechuber, that itself, because it's mechuber, so why do I care that there's tfisas yad adam? Why is that a svara to aser? So be mashma to me from this question a little bit nusach acher than the Ur Sameach. Ur Sameach we says that be sovish al davar, the heter both of balchai and of mechuber are not related to tfisas yad adam bichlal. According to the man of Amar that holds that tfisas that avni harshin and daladulu are aser. Heter balchai and mechuber is balchai because it's a balchai, mechuber because it's a mechuber. It's an afkamin in hem shechasugya. It says you can't be mechlal, be medame, the iser, the dinim of balchai and mechuber to each other. Who tells us what the reason is? Balchai because it's a balchai and mechuber because it's a mechuber. And who has nevuah to know what that there's any connection between them? That's what he says. The letter to me be mashma not that way. That be yisoid lekule alma, the Tur, the heter of balchai and mechuber is because there's no tfisas yad adam. Just the question is, in the Gemara is that man domer holds that avni harshin and daladulu are aser. He holds that we learn out from them a klal to everything which has no tfisas yad adam. Mashing in the man domer that holds that they're aser, the avni harshin and daladulu, he holds that there's a that the heter of balchai is because there's no tfisas yad adam and it's a balchai. And the heter of ahar is that there's no tfisas yad adam of being mechuber. One of the shirish of both of them is that there's no tfisas yad adam. But we don't see the Torah made it as a klal. Anything which has no tfisas yad adam is mutter. Just the unique expression of the unique example of balchai, this type of no tfisas yad adam is mutter. And there's another case of no tfisas yad adam which is mutter, which is mechuber. Really, we see in the Gemara that even before the Gemara came into it, tzara shave, the Gemara said, even before the Gemara went to Balchai, the Gemara understood the shirish of the heter by Har was because no tfisas yad adam. The Gemara wanted to learn out of a cloud everywhere. The Gemara said no, but then maybe here it's different because it's mechuber. But the example of no tfisas yad adam of a mechuber. There's the example of no tfisas yad adam of a balchai, and each one is its unique form of no tfisas yad adam. But there's no klal that anything which is no tfisas yad adam is mutter. That could be the machlokes in the Gemara. But everyone knows that the heter is totally no tfisas yad adam, and that's what we understand by an ashera that when it's neto mitchil l'shem gach or afilu neto l'seif avdoin, that it's called tfisas yad adam and therefore will be aser. we could still answer the question we asked before. We asked the question that the man Amr that holds that Avni Harshan Dal Dulu are Usr, why doesn't he use his ribui to say that also Behema Balas Mum is going to be Usr? So if it's because the Torah only spoke about it, Behema Tama, we could still say that it's not that the heter of Behema is because it's Behema. That was the nusach we said a few minutes ago. Now we're taking a different nusach. The heter of Behema is because it's a note pieces yidei adam of a Behema. But either way, whether it's because it's a Behema or because it's a note pieces yidei adam in the form of a Behema, either way, it's a klal of anything which is a Behema and not pieces yidei adam. So that includes both Behema tam and a Behema and a Behema ba'al asmo. It's not this man Damar holds that it's specifically the har or the behemoth that the Torah spoke about. Avada, there's a klal. The question is, what is that klal? The Sameach understood it's totally any balchai or any mechuber unrelated to the tisi de adam. We're going to say that it's totally there's no tisi de adam in the form of a balchai or the form of mechuber. That's akoponim the sugya here in the man Damar that holds that it's usher. And the man Damar holds that it's mutter, he holds that the klal of Balchai and Mechuber is because it's not Tfisi Dei Adam, and who other than everything which is not Tfisi Dei Adam is mutter. Another point in the Gemara brings at the end of the Amud, Tzavik of Rami Bar Chama, Mishtacha Velahar, Avon of Ma'olam is Beach. So the person bowed down to the mountain did not become Aser, Lehediyat it's mutter. But what's the din of the Avon to the Mizbeach? Question is: Yesh neved b'mechuber itzol gavoya, or yeh neved b'mechuber itzol gavoya? Is there bechlal chalas shem neved or not? And if there is, what about is machshiri carbon ke carbon? In order to answer, we need to come out to two things: that yesh neved b'mechuber, and also that machshiri carbon ke carbon. So first, it doesn't pshat the Teis Rid speaks out that Israel is the one who took the rock out of the mountain. Because if a goy would take it out, then it would be mutter. I know the person, people bow down to a mountain, and then someone came and took the rocks out. And now we want to know, can we use these rocks for the mizbeach? Says the Rid, that if a goy would take it out, so because the goy is mevatel the avodah zara, so then if it's sure mutter l'gavaya. But when Yisrael takes it out, Yisrael cannot be mevatel avodah zara. So then that's the subject of the Gemara. It's fair that the Gemara Safek and Amid Beis by Mishtachar Elachitin Kimchon Ma'olam is Beach. So the Rid learns there. We'll see later on. The Rid learns you're talking about that you bow down to Chitim Tlushim. And the question is, what's the din of their Kemach for the Mizbeach? So the Rid says there that Legabe had to their Mutter because it's Bittel. A goy is the one who turned them into Chitim into Kemach. A goy ground them up. So now there's Bittel. And that's why they're mutter for hedyot. And we're only the sopik legavi govaya. That's how the Rid learns. So there's a sechar steer in the Rid. The Rid by us, by the har, the Rid is before that even though, that if there's bittel, then it's for sure mutter. And the Rid by the chitim holds that even though there's bittel, there's still a sopik in the Gemara. So yeah, what's clear in the Rid is that there's a difference between whether it's asher lehedyot or whether it's mutter lehedyot. By the har, where it's mutter lehedyot, then the Rid holds that if the goy is mevatel the shem avodah zara, so then there's no more trace of avodah zara bichlal, and then it's v'shur mutzur legavaya. Hashem kain when the chavit is nesar, like chitim, where the chitim are tlushim according to the Rid, chitim are tlushim and they were nesar. So even though the bittel works to mafkia isra lehediyot, but it's still considered most. There's still the chavta is still a disgusting chavta of the fact that it was chal in the shem avodah zara. So then, it could still be that it's Asher L'Gavoya. This concept we have also in Teis later on in Daf Mem Zayin, according to the Maram, that bittul that happens after something is already in Avodah Zarah and Asher L'Hedyot will not be matured L'Gavi Gavoya or L'Gavi Mitzvahs. But if it was only, the Israel only was not Chal L'Gavi Hedyot, then bittul works entirely. Oh. But now back to the Ikar Safik of the Gemara. The Gemara is a Safik whether there is a Neva bin Mechuber or not. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on Mevav Meralef, Rashi says, Neva de Bali Chayim Osher Legavaya. The Alvek Avdi Shari Lehediyot. Kami Bayelim Yichal Shim Nevar Ala Mechubar Osher Legavaya Elay. So Rashi says, and Rashi learned it from the Hemshecha of the Gemara, that the question of the Gemara is, do we learn out Mechubar from Bal Chay? Balchai, we see that even though it's not Chal Nisra Lehedyit, it is Chal Nisra Lagavaya. So do we say the same thing by Mechuber? Even though it's not Chal Nisra Lehedyit, it will be Chal Nisra Lagavaya or not. So we hear in the Lashon of Rashi that the Isra of Balchai Lagavaya is because it's Chal Shem Nevar Olav. And that's where, and therefore the Gemara's mistopic is also by Gavaya. We said that, do we say that it'll be Chal Shem Nevar Olav? This is more in Rashi. It's also, it seems to be the opinion of Rashi in Meseches Chulin and Daf Mem. Rashi holds, like the Pasha Gemara, that a person that bows down to someone else's behema, he does not aser it even Lagavaya. Because Ein Adam Oizer Dover Sheinu Shaloi. So you can't aser something which is not yours. So also Isra Lagavaya does not apply to something which is not yours. Vur that the Isser of Nevad Legavaya is an Chalois Shem in the Cheftza. An Isser that Chal in the Cheftza, that it becomes a Nevad, and it's Osser Legavaya. And therefore, you can't Aser Dover Shem Shaloi. That's like Rashi is by us, it's Chal Shem Nevad to Aser it. And Behemah, and the word was topic by Baal Chai. Speak out that the Briskarov learns not the way B'das HaRambam. The Rambam argues on the Din of Rashi in Chul, and the Rambam says that someone that bows down to someone else's Behemah, he does Asher Lagavaya. Rama's Makar is from the Yerushalmi. That's the Rama Paskins. So the Biskarov explains, the Biskarov in Hilchos Aveda Zara explains that the Rama held that the Isser of Nevad Lagavaya is not a Chalois Isser in the Cheftza, like this Isser Lahedit. Rather, it's the Maisa, a Maisa Vera that's done in the Behema, Asers it. Says the Biskarov, similar to a Negeach and a Reveya, or Nirva. That it's a maisa negicha or a maisa revia, asers the behema legavaya. It's not that it becomes a nevad, not that it's a chalois shame in the cheftza, but it's a certain maisa is what asers it. So to then a maisa of bowing down of being oived, someone's behema asers it. So loishna the bailim loishna somebody else. It's not a chalois in the cheftza that he becomes that the behema becomes aser legavaya. That's with Asaramba, the Biskarov. But Rashi before not that way. There is a din of Ein Adam Oizer Dover Sheinu Shaloi. And like Rashi says by us that it's Chayel Shem Nevar, that it's Chayel Shem Nevar to Aseret. And that's more something, does that apply to Mechuber or not? That was just from the Lashon of Rashi. The Gemara itself is no Hechacha to the Yisrael of Rashi, not the Rambam. So the Rambam that Isra of Behemoth cause a Maisa of a maisa avoda to the behema asers it, so we could have the same something by a mechuber. Maybe the maisa avoda could answer a mechuber legavaya. The side of the gemara is fine with the Rambam. Just the lashon of Rashi is lachar l'shitasei, and not like the Rambam, and not like the Briskarov. But the ikur sadik of the gemara though is sort of beer in what we spoke about yesterday. So just speak out the sadim of beer again. The gemara is a suffix. Do we learn out that just like a Baal Chai is Mutra Lehedyet and Osra Lagavaya, so to Mechuber is Mutra Lehedyet and Osra Lagavaya. Or no, Dafka Baal Chai is Osra Lagavaya, but a Mechuber is Yem Mutra Lagavaya. So we mentioned yesterday, Machlokes Rishonim, whether a Mechuber becomes an Avodah Zara or not. The opinion of Rashi is that Mechuber is not an Avodah Zara. That's the opinion of Rashi. Rabbi Nutam holds, I know, that a Mechuber is an Avodah Zara. Just, and the Akadikachim, the Tikrei, this is also according to Rabbeinu Tam. Just, there's no Isser Chal in the Mechuber. But the Mechuber is an Avodah Zarah. Mashing, according to Rashi, the Mechuber is not an Avodah Zarah, not an Avodah Zarah Bechlal. What does Rashi hold about a Baal Chai? Does Rashi says that a Mechuber is not an Avodah Zarah? The Tikrei, this is a Mechuber is Mutter. What happens if a person brings a Korban to a Behema? Is that Nasar? Does the Behema become an Avodah Zarah? So in Rashi and Chulin, there's a mavur that a behema is yechal. It does yet become an avodah zara. Rashi brings the pasuk in Parshas Vayera. He nizbach es tovas mitzrayim la'enei le'enehim v'lo yizkalunu. The fact that Torah calls him avodah zara tovas mitzrayim, so we see that a behema is yeh an avodah zara. So in Cain, the chayr, there's a very big difference between a mechuber and a baal chayin or a gemara. By a Baal Chai, we see that a Baal Chai becomes an Avodah Zarah. So it's not Chal and Isser Lehedyet, but the Baal Chai becomes an Avodah Zarah. So in Cain, we understand why the Baal Chai is Asr Lagavaya, because it became an Avodah Zarah. So it's chal na avodah zara and the shem avodah zara. Just is there's no isser legavi head yet, but legavi gavoy there is an isser because it became an avodah zara. Makes a lot of sense. How can we want to learn out from there to aser a mechuber? A mechuber posh is not an avodah zara bechlal. There's no avodah zara here. So what's it sad that it should be aser legavoy? So you have to say lefirashi that the subject of the Gemara wasn't to learn out from Baal Chai. Really, it's true, there's no makar from Baal Chai. Because Baal Chai, as we said, became an Avodah Zarah. And therefore it's very logical that it's Asher L'Gavoyah, because it's an Avodah Zarah. It's not going to know makar from Baal Chai. Rashi is just saying that Baal Chai we know is Asher, and here there's a topic in the Gemara. But the Tzad to Asher is not to be medamet to Baal Chai. Just the topic exists by itself. Do we say that Mechubar is Nesar L'Gavoyah or not? But and the Gemara really learns out before that the Tzat Asher is a unique limud that Esnan, Rashi learned out of the bias that an Esnan is Asher the Mechubar is Asher Legavaya, but not there's no Mamotzinu to learn out from Baal Chai. That's fine. So at least it's not we didn't think that Mechubar was as bad as Baal Chai, but it's still Shver Lefirashi. What was it Tzad that Mechubar should be Asher Bechlal? If Mechubar did not become an Avodah Zarah, nothing happened. It wasn't chal. Nothing. No avodah zarah bichlal. So what's it said that to asher legavi gavaya? There's no avodah zarah bichlal. How can we asher legavi gavaya? I thought to say in Rashi that the tzad asher legavaya is that even though it's not chal she nevar on the mechuber, but similar to what the Brisker Rav says in the sort of nevar by Baal Chai, that the meisa of avodah can asher it. So it's Mo's legavoya the fact that they were oivid this har. So therefore, even though it's not going to be a nevad bichlal, it's not chalashim nevad and the chefza, but it's still a tzad to answer it because the ma'isa avoda can answer it. People did something wrong to it, so legavi gavoya, that's enough to answer. Nafkamina would come out that also you bow down somebody else's har, it would also be aser. Theoretically, it could be, but as we mentioned before, Lashon Rashi is before not that way. Lashon Rashi is the question is Michael Shem Nevar ala Mechuber lo Asrei. Is it Chal Shem Nevar? Did the Mechuber become a Nevar? That's very difficult. Lefi Rashi, it's not an Avodah Zarah. How could it be a Nevar? So, Chor Muchach here in Rashi is that the being a Nevar is not totally being an Avodah Zarah or not. It's true, it's not an Eliha, it's not an Avodah Zarah, the Mechuber. But a Nevar means something which was worshipped. The Isser of Nevad Legavoya is not because the Behemah became an Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Nevad Legavoya is because it was an object which was worshipped. Something which was worshipped is Torah passes it. So it's a chalois shame in the Chefza, and you only can do it to your own thing, like a Behemah. But the Yisoy Shem Nevad isn't because it became an Eloiha. That's a dinim for the dinim in Hediyot, a din of whether the thing is Nesar, whether the Tikravis is Nesar, all that it's whether the thing that was Nevar was became an Avodah Zarah or not, did not become an Avodah Zarah. But the Isra Lugavaya is not totally whether it became an Eliha or not. It's was it Nevar or not? Something which is Nevar is Nesar Lugavaya. So the Mais, this was Nevar. The shame Nevar, the fact that it was worshipped, is a Chalois shame which Asher's Lugavaya. That's the Harim Muchach from Rashi Bayas. That's all in Rashi. In Rabbeinu Tam, we have to understand the other side of the Gemara is difficult to understand. Rabbeinu Tam that holds that a mechuber does become an Eliha, and the Tekrevis is Yen Nesar. So what was the tzad in the Gemara to say that it's mutter? Hare, why should it be Aser? It's a mamshin avodah zarah. What tzad should we learn out that it should be mutter? That even though the har becomes an avodah zarah, but it's not for anything which is din. There's no din chal on the har. What's an afkamina of the har becoming an avodah zarah? The tikrayvus is aser. The oivid is chayiv misa. The kalim are aser. All those are things that are external to the har. But because the har itself is mutter, it did not become nesar in avodah zarah. So we never find any din that was chal on the har to for the har itself. The Isra Avodah Zarah, no Isurim of Avodah Zarah can be chal on the har. So that's the Gemara Safik, for Gavaya, can I say that there's an Isra Chal in the Har? The Har itself becomes Asr for Avodah Zarah. It's mashed also by Baal Chai that way. That Baal Chai, it's Isra Lehed Legavaya, is that it could be Chal on it itself. That it's Chal on it and Isra Legabi Gavaya. But in Hedid, it's not Chal on it any Yisurim. For sure it's an Avodah Zarah. But it itself is mufti from any Chalois Din on it. That, to change its dinim. Just things that are done to it become nesar. The person is chayiv, the tekrevis is chayiv, is asr. But the balchai itself, lehedyet, is entirely mutter. But yet, legabe gavoyet, it's this chadish, that it can be chal and isr in the cheft. So that's the Gemara Safik. By har do we say that also? Even though the har is an avodah zarah, but legabe hedyet, it was never chal din in the cheft. Mashma like this in the Ramban. Ramban says that the subject of the Gemara, Miyamrino and Midi Davia Balechayim de Asiri, Oidil Mahasim Gzeris Akosafu, Vahacha Eloheim Alaharim, Velo Yahorim Eloheim Amrachman, Vafi Ulogo Vayashori. Do we say that a Mechuber is also like a Balechay? Or no? There it's Gzeris Akosaf, Eloheim Alaharim, Velo Yahorim Eloheim Amrachman. Even though the Ramban himself says that the Har becomes an Eloheim. But he means that it becomes an Eloheim. But it's not chal on it comes in alayhal legabi to mechayiv the oivid and all that. But it's not a dinin that's chal on it. It itself stays mutter. And even legavay it's going to be mutter. So Akobanim, just to summarize what we saw in the topic of the Gemara, that according to Rashi, the har is not an avodah zarah. We have to say that the tzad asher nevar is that even though it's not a cheft of an avodah zarah, as long as it was worshipped. So then it could be chal on it an iser of being nevar. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's fakert. That even though it is an avodah zarah, but because it's no chalois in the chefsa legabi hedyet, in order to asher legavaya, we need a chalois shem avodah zarah in the chefsa, that it itself is chal in a dinim of avodah zarah. And that was a sofik, was a nischadish legabi gavaya. It might have been in the Gemara that this din is a machlekes amaroyu, to whether there is a shem of with the Isser of Nevat, Legabi, Mechuber, Legavoya. Another point here is the next Safik of the Gemara, the Naman Beis. Safik of the Gemara is, Yesh Shinoi B'Nevat or Ain't Shinoi B'Nevat? So, the person that bows down to Chitim, are the Chitim Mocho L'Mizbeach or not? Yesh Shinoi B'Nevat or Ain't Shinoi B'Nevat? So Rashi says that this Safik of the Gemara is only by mechuber. Because if it would be tolush, so because it's asr lehedyet, so then for sure it's asr legavaya, that's the klal, then it's sort of mashke Yisrael, anything which asr ba'achila, kol shkein ba'ano, lehedyet, is for sure asr legavaya. So therefore Rashi says the subject of the Gemara must be talking about when it was mechuber. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel was going to say we're talking about it was tolush. So what's with Rashi's question? That if it's Asr Lehedi, then it's Koshke and Asr Lehgavaya. So answers the Tesis Rid, that we're talking about that there was a Bittel. The Goy was the one who rounded up. That's called a Bittel. So, and still, we have the Mars Mustabik Lehgavaya, because it's most or not, so is that a Psul Lehgavaya or not? But Lehgabi Hedi, the Isra Spaka, because I did the Bittel of the Goy. That's how the Chor the Rina Chanana learned. Rashi and most of the Bishayim learned that the Gemara Safik here is talking about that it was Mechuber. And the Gemara has a Chakira, where there's a psul of whether there's a heter of Shinui, Legabi Gavoya. Taiz has a very big question over here. Taiz of Maschil, Ye Shinui, asks that the whole Tzata Aser, Mechuber, Legavoya, is from a limud from Esnan, as we saw earlier in the Amud. That Esnan is also even Legavaya, that was Rava's, that's what Rava held. So, and then we learn that Huadin Nevad is also even Legavaya. So, Esnan is also even a Mechuber. And the Huadin Esnan is going to, Huadin Nevad will be also even a Mechuber. So the Makar to learn out, again, the Isra of Nevad, the Mechuber, is from Esnan. Says Tzitzvis, the famous Gemara in Perek Meruba, that it's also in Meseches Tzmura, but it's not famous because of Perek Meruba. That Esnan is mutter b'shinui. Person gives a zayna chitin and she makes it into soiles, or he gives her zaysim and she makes it into shemen. So it's mutter. Because just like there's a cloud of shinui kaina by kinyane, by gzela, who went in by esnan that the iser esnan was only chal on the chitim and not on tzeilas. And therefore shinui is mutter by esnan. In fact, to ask stasis, your whole tzata asern mechuber legavaya is from esnan. Because esnan is also from mechuber, who adin nevar is also from mechuber. Esnan itself is mutter b'shinui. So, imkain must be that also nevar is mutter b'shinui. Because dayal abam and adin liyer is kenidoin. That asks a very big question on the Gemara. Many Rishonim are bothered by this question. It's an obvious question. So Tesis answers the midaraisa vade pshitolei diye shinui b'nevar. K'moi b'esnan. Ela midrabonu nu dekami b'yalei. And if Vada Tesis says, Vada midaraisa, it's mutter. There's no shinui b'nevar. There is a shinui b'nevar, just like there is by esnan. Because dayal abam and adin liyer is kenidoin. The whole question in the Gemara is, is it asher midrabonon? Is shinui b'nevar going to be asher midrabonon? Even though we never find this isher rabbanon by esnan, but midrabonon we made a new chumra to asher nevar even after a shinui. That was the question of the Gemara. That's the Tesis learns. So it's very, very difficult from the whole Hemshcha Gemara. The Gemara wants to learn out this din, both either lakula or lachumra, from the din of a vlad hanirvas. The vlad hanirvas, the Gemara held, is called a shinui. And if Vlad HaNirvas is Aser, that shows that Shinui is not Matra L'Gavaya. And if Vlad HaNirvas is Mutter, shows that Shinui is Yeh Matra L'Gavaya. Hare, what's the Raya? We know that, let's say, on the side of Vlad HaNirvas is Mutter, then also over here it's going to be Mutter. No, there's no Raya Bechlal. Also here it's Mutter Midaraisa. Vlad HaNirvas, what are you proving that? It's Mutter Midaraisa? So it's true. Also by Nevar it's Mutter Midaraisa. We even knew Tzah to Aser Midrabanan. So in that you have no Raya from Vlad HaNirvas. Very, very difficult to pshat. How did the Gemara want to learn out from there? So the Chazon Ish in Bava Kamma, Simen Yud Zayin Tiv Katan Chof, says with Asa Tesis that Iker Sadeh of the Gemara was by Baal Chai. Is Shinui Matir Baal Chai Midaraisa? That was the Safik. The Safik of the Gemara was a Safik Daraisa. Is Shinui Matir Baal Chai? But when we have an Isra on a Baal Chai, is Shinui Matir it? If it will be Matir over there, then also there would be no Isser Drabanon by Nevar and Mechuber. And if Shinui is not Matir Baal Chai, then there will be an Isser Drabanon. And the Yisrael of the Safik is a Safik in Daraisa by Baal Chai. And the Din by Nevar is learned out from that. The Din by Nevar by Mechuber, which is a Shailon Drabanon, is learned out from that. So that's where the Gemara goes to prove by the Vlad and Yervas what the Din of Shinui by Baal Chai is Midaraisa. And Melo make an Afkamino by Shinui by Mechuber, Midrabanon. That's how the Chazon Ish answers the Tesis. Yeah, a little bit deichak, charna mashma in the Gemara, but that Tesis is mamish very shver. However, this Iker question, charna we could have a nice answer to this question according to the Yireim that Kager's Mitzayin there in Perek Meruba on the din of Esnan. The Gemara there is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Meruba and in Hagozel Eitzim. Gemara learns out from the machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel whether esnan is matir, whether shinui is matir by esnan, or whether they hold a shinui kaina or ain't shinui kaina. And when a person gives a zayna chite that she makes him into soiless, so according to beis Hillel the soiless is mutter, and according to beis Shammai the soiless is aser. So the Gemara says that lafi beis Hillel shinui kaina, lafi beis Shammai shinui ain't kaina. That's the Gemara there. So look. Vada the Gemara there from Riata Tzarech Bir. What's the connection of one is the question whether it's Chali Surim when Isra is Chal if it's Paka. Question of Shinui Kain is a Shail of Kinyonim Legabi Gzela. Has Gemara Madami one or the other? That's a question that the Acharim talk about in Yeshua. Many Acharim talk about there in Parak Meruba. But the Yireim holds with the question so much that he learns a different Pshan in the Gemara. The Yireim it's Yireim in Simin Reish Sadi Gimel, but in the old Fusim it's in Simin Reish Zayin. The mitzvah of Esnan, in the end of the simin, the Rambam says the following: that he learns that the machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel was talking about nosan lochit and bes nana. V'amar lakasha avoy alayich yeloch bes nanich. He said, "I'm going to give you chitim as your Esnan." The loy chal iser es nanach yavo elea. The ason soiles koinem bia. He said he's going to give her a chitim. He put the chitim on the side. And the chitim is only going to become an esnan b'shas bia. And before the bia, then she made it into soiles. So now it's a question, is she koinem b'shinui or not koinem b'shinui? It's not the question whether the iser esnan is chal on it or not. The real question is she, if she's koinem b'shinui, so then there's no iser esnan chal on it. If she's not koinem b'shinui, so then the iser esnan is chal. So Beis Shammai hold that she's not koinem b'shinui and the mail of the iser esnan is chal on it. And Beis Hillel said that she was koinem b'shinui, so the mail of the esnan, there's no iser esnan chal. But again, it's talking about not after he gave it to her already and it became hers, she was mishanet. She was mishanet before he gave it to her. He put it on the side. He's going, they were miyachadit, that it would become hers b'shas bia. And before the bia, she was mishanet. So she was a gazlin. So you have to question whether a gazlin is koinem b'shinui. That's how he learns. That's why it's mamish connected to the question of shinui koina, the gabi gzela. And the Iran concludes, kach nirali perish ikr. V'hamefarish, v'ason soiles, v'achar shachal lehin yisar esnan. What are you talking tam to shinui koina? If you see that the Gemara is talking about that he already gave it to her, and then she was mishana it, so how is that connected to shinui koina? Chi b'shvil sheknom b'shinui yumutu asurim, eini yochol yashif atam. Who cares whether she's koina or not koina? If it became asur b'esnan, so it's always asur b'esnan. The fact that she changes later on does not make it mutter. So that's why the Rebbe is argues with other mefarshim, and he learns that the question is only is that she was mishana before and she was a gazlan. So now that's the question of shina koina. The kavanah lefi the Rebbe our Gemara is gevaldik. All the other rishonim we have a chiddush by esnan that even though it's chal and iser esnan when he gives it to her. Because she's mishana it, so it becomes a mutter. So we see yesh shinu legabe esnan. If there's shinu legabe esnan, then avad there should be shinu legabe nevad, which is only out of esnan. That was the question of Tesis. According to the Reim, no, ein shinu legabe esnan. We don't find that legabe esnan. Once you give it to her, it can be poka the yeser. We never find that. So there's no. So memela, the question in the Gemara is good. Even though we learn out nevad. From Esnan, we still have a son that Shinui is Matro Legabi Neva. That's Lefi the Reim, that question is Miyushuf. Just the there's a little aura, a Fakerta aura. In the Reim, it's Mashma, that once it's Chal the Itzer Esnan, then for sure it says Asher forever. Then Shinui shouldn't be Matur. And because she's Kainim is Shinui, it should be Mutter, it already became Asher. Argamar is a Suffolk. Argamar is a Suffolk, that Shinui should yet be Matro Legabi Neva. If Shinu is Matro Legabi Nevad, then L'Chayr should be Matro Legabi Esnan also. L'Chayr should be the same thing. I don't know why Nevad should be more Kal than Esnan. Maybe, yeah. But Akabon in the Reim, it's Mashman, there's no Tzad that Shinu is Matur. But Esnan Gemara, it's Mashman, there is a Tzad. So that line is problematic on the Reim. But the Iker Shita that the Reim holds, the Reim, there's no Gemara Mefureshes that says that Shinu is Matro Legabi Esnan. Fida or Gemara, it would be is Gevaldik. I'd come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.